Track 4, more news. Student paramedics tackle disaster simulation. Student paramedics from the University of Plymouth amassed at Newton Abbott Racecourse this week for a large-scale disaster simulation exercise. Designed to replicate the pressures and realities of a major incident, the exercise, which took place on Thursday, May the 28th, saw nearly 100 students and staff simulate an explosion in the racecourse grandstand, triggering a full emergency response scenario involving multiple agencies. The two-hour incident got underway from 1:30 with a loud explosion and smoke marking the start. The first, second and third year paramedic students were required to assess and treat multiple casualties while working under pressure in a realistic environment designed to mirror real-life emergency situations. Organised by Ian Luscombe, who leads the paramedic science programme at the University of Plymouth, the exercise gave students a hands-on experience ahead of entering frontline roles. The scenario brought other emergency and medical services together, including police, firefighters, and the racecourse's very own medical team. Racecourse facilities, including the betting halls, were transformed into triage and treatment areas, while volunteer casualties, complete with realistic injury simulation, brought authenticity to the exercise. Newton Abbott Racecourse's Jenny Payton said, "Newton Abbott Racecourse was delighted to host this simulation event for the University of Plymouth. This exercise will not only support the training of student paramedics, but also help to prepare the racecourse and partner agencies for a potential large-scale emergency."
League of Friends donates £1.5 million. Patients, families and staff at Torbay Hospital are benefiting from more than £1.5 million of investment thanks to the ongoing support of its League of Friends. The funding has helped provide major clinical equipment as well as smaller initiatives aimed at making hospital stays more comfortable and supportive for patients and their families. A significant portion of the investment has been directed towards frontline healthcare services. New patient monitoring equipment has been introduced to help clinical teams care for some of the hospital's most seriously ill patients, improving safety and supporting staff during periods of particularly high demand. The League has also contributed funding towards equipment for the hospital's redeveloped emergency department, which is due to open later this summer. The project forms part of wider improvements taking place across hospital wards and services. Diagnostic services have also received a substantial boost. Among the major purchases supported by the charity is a new CT scanner installed in 2025, which uses advanced imaging technology to provide clearer diagnostic information while reducing radiation exposure for patients. Alongside investments in clinical care, the League's donations have helped improve the hospital environment. Recliner chairs and new furniture have been provided across a number of wards, creating more comfortable and welcoming spaces for patients and visitors during what can often be challenging and stressful periods. Some of the improvements are less visible but equally important. Funding has enabled the purchase of a new road sweeper to help maintain the hospital grounds, ensuring the site remains clean, safe and accessible for patients, visitors and staff. Support has also extended to rehabilitation and recovery services. New rehabilitation equipment and therapy technology are helping patients manage pain, recover from illness, and live with long-term health conditions, including young adults with diabetes. Children and young people attending the hospital are also benefiting from charity-funded interactive projectors and technology designed to make clinical environments more engaging and less intimidating. The League's contributions continue to support a range of practical measures that help maintain dignity and comfort for patients, including clothing for people leaving hospital and equipment that aids safe recovery on wards. Patricia Roberts, president of Torbay Hospital League of Friends, said, It is a real privilege to support the hospital in this way. Every donation reflects the generosity of our local community and a shared desire to do something extra for patients and families when they need it most.
Charity's new project is all set to grow. A charity aimed at helping adults with additional needs is growing. The Turning Heads initiative is now turning wild with the forthcoming launch of a new inclusive outdoor space designed to create opportunities for people of all abilities to learn practical skills and build confidence. The Torquay-based charity, which was set up in 2018, has found a four-acre site at Netherton to expand its provision. As part of its long-term vision, the Turning Wild Growing Space will focus on growing fresh local produce while supporting community food networks and promoting sustainable living. Spokesman Alan Tilley said, "Buckland Barn will provide a safe and accessible community space where individuals can grow fresh food, improve well-being, reduce isolation, and develop independence through meaningful outdoor activities. Participants will have the opportunity to grow fresh local produce, learn gardening and sustainability skills, and connect with others through shared activities and community involvement. It's a very exciting time." Turning Wild will also offer outdoor-based support for adults with difficulties and individuals facing barriers to employment, helping people build confidence, gain experience, and access new opportunities for the future. When the site is up and running, organisers plan to offer schools the chance to bring children along, while there will also be community days and social prescribing. Donations have come from local and national suppliers, and grant funding has helped establish the site. The space has been designed to help with confidence and independence, improved mental health and well-being, and reduced social isolation. The aim is to develop skills to help future opportunities and build stronger local community connections. The project officially opens in early July, and organisers welcome volunteers, community partners, and local supporters to become involved and help something truly meaningful to grow.